Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Show Monday evening edition. Our powered and driven all over the place by Auto Nation. Larry Bluestein along with Dan Day. Thanks so much to Jack O'Keefe for joining us in the first segment. Did an awesome job. I tell you, if you watch that kid, you're going to find out that more Power 5, even listed a lot of Power 5 kids. So, yeah, solid talent and has grades. So That's what you kind of look out for, because a coach, that's the first thing. Yeah, I see him play, but how is he in the classroom? When you can say, well, he's like a 3-6, okay, that's case is closed. Well, one case isn't closed. Last Saturday night, University of Miami traveling up to Death Valley, and it wasn't pretty, but I think a lot of people in the know understood what Clemson would do. In a game like that, especially with some new faces on Miami, and they certainly did. And there's ways you could look at that game in a billion different, vantage points. But the way I look at it is you just have to learn from it. You got Pitt this week. You have a really good team. Just the depth and frontline talent is not yet in that Clemson stratosphere. Stephon Adams covers the Hurricanes year-round, recruiting, games, everything. He is kind enough from Canes Insight to join us this evening. Stephon, thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely, Larry. What's going on?
Well, just kind of breaking down, listening to 1,000 different experts over the last 2.5 days break down Miami's game against Clemson. The way I looked at it from the beginning, it's just Miami has kids, but right now Clemson's got men, and they've got a lot of depth, and they've been at this winning for a while, and it's not just going to go away overnight. And certainly Miami needs to learn from this instead of, fans hanging their heads in shame. It's just a learning step to getting back up to this point again, where next time it won't be a question.
Yeah, and, of course, like we always say, the Miami fans, the fan base, they always want it right away. They always want that. And that's just the tradition of Miami. And, there's good and good sides to that, also downsides. But, the reality was just Miami was not at that level of championship caliber, like where Clemson is and has been for the past 2 years. And, sadly, they were a 6-7 team last year. It may be hard to forget after this quick start of 3-0 and being in the top 10, but that's just the reality, and they had a ton of question marks coming into the year, and I think they should be proud of those first three games they played. They answered a lot of those questions, and they really played well in those first three games, but they're just not really at that college football playoff level, and that expectation was not realistic coming into this year, and that's a position they would have been in if they beat Clemson. Top number one team in the country, they're already top 10, so at that point you got to be thinking college football playoff. But right now I think they just got to take their lumps, and the first three in games are an indication. A lot of progress has been made, especially beating the teams that they're supposed to beat, and just maintain that focus and proper intensity and preparation week in, week out, and having those leaders help build up the team, guys like De'Aaron King and on down the line. So if UM just continues to build on those like core foundational principles, I don't think it's going to be very long till you see them competing with the Clemsons of the world.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And then you take into consideration, too, that the players that you're looking to, not to mention any names, but guys that are supposed to step up aren't stepping up. And when they're given the opportunity to make catches and advance the chains and keep, you know, keep the offense. Because, I mean, that I don't care what anyone says. I mean, De'Ara King is a bona fide superstar. He is. You put him behind Notre Dame or you put him behind, you know, one of those experienced offensive lines with playmakers, this kid will run away with the Heisman. With Miami, he's having to do a lot by himself. He's got a tight end that everybody in the world knows about. He's got a pretty good running game, but when your offensive line is getting blown back 3 and 4 yards, your running game looks a lot like 2019 again. And that's what happened for the most part. They had no balance. They had nothing. But to me, De'Ara King is one of those guys that you could learn from. But this is what I'm saying, and people don't understand, Stephon. The one thing that I'm saying is that these younger kids got to start stepping up now, because look who leaves next year. You lose 8 seniors, and all those kids in the transfer portal are gone. So, and those are right now, including your kicker, your quarterback, you have a lineman, but he's younger. But I'm talking about some of the guys that they got, your 2 defensive ends, and then your actual seniors, like Cam Harris, I'm sure, is going to leave after this year. So a lot of – and Brevin Jordan. So you're losing 6-7 playmakers. So you got to find a way that they're going to be able to be comfortable enough to step in.
Yeah, and that just goes back to, like, the challenges of building up a sustainable program, right? You know, just the nature of college football, you're going to have losses every year. And it's about reloading that talent instead of taking maybe a year or two to rebuild. And those are the types of programs that, like Clemson, that have done so well in doing that, or that you don't see them have down years because they have that built-in depth ready to go right away. And you just hopefully Miami can be able to build that up as time goes along. And that just is all part of the territory of becoming a great program and a dynasty in a way. But I think a lot of what you're talking about is very true. It's something I've been talking about. I think the Canes' lack of wide receiver development was really never more apparent in this game. They only had 5 catches combined as a wide receiver unit. And I just think that's something that's just a major, major issue that's holding back the rest of the offense right now. Because when you take away that Miami ground game, it really just kills the rest of the offense like Clemson did. And, you know, that's what something they did so well. Miami's really relied a lot on that running game so far this year. They were, I believe, 11th in the country coming to the game running the ball. So once that Clemson DL, something they've been so good, you know, developing over the years, that defensive line at Clemson, once they took over, up front, it was just really hard. You didn't see the wide receivers getting open enough, making plays, and it kind of, spiraled out of control throughout the rest of the team. And then also the Clemson offensive line was an area where I thought Miami could really be able to take advantage of them coming in. That's a unit that relative to Clemson's recent success, they struggled a little bit early in the season. They had 4 or 5 new starters. They're rushing for 80 yards less per game coming into the game. And they really completely dominated up front in terms of the offensive line, protecting Trevor Lawrence, only 1 sack given up. And they rushed for a season-high 258 yards. And they really just were able to set the tone of the game in the trenches, control the pace and flow of the game. So just looking at those aspects alone was a little disappointing, just looking at areas where Miami could have done better. But, it's just something that they need to build on and learn from going forward, and because they still have a chance to have a really great season in 2020.
Yep. They do. Stephon Adams joining us, Canes Insight. Also, you take a look at a lot of these kids, like you said. I mean, the schedule in no way is going to be a cakewalk, because you still got to play a very good North Carolina team and a Georgia Tech team that's improving every week. And you lost to them at home last week or last year. Virginia Tech, another team that could bite you a little bit. NC State has got kids. So you got to be up for A games every week. I mean, it's got to be you have to have that Clemson mindset every week, or a Pitt will come in here at 12 noon on a Saturday when no one's watching and nip you in the butt. I mean, it happens. I mean, they're a good defensive team. What does Miami need to do in your estimation, Stephon, to guard against some of these things from happening? And obviously, we're going to go right back to making plays.
Yeah, but I think it really starts off the field and during the week of preparation and staying focused. And I think that's something that Miami really, really struggled with a lot, just from like talking to people around the program and, you know, trying to pinpoint the areas that you can really, you know, take that next step in quickly. You know, what's something that Miami can really do quickly to, you know, take that next step. And, you know, the most common answer was always talking about just being prepared and staying focused week in and week out and just doing the right things off the field and working hard and just the things of that nature. And, you know, that Miami has such a, you know, but most, a lot of the teams in the ACC, I think I agree with you. I think the ACC has improved this year, and especially, you know, watching North Carolina put up so many points, that's going to be an interesting game as well. But yep. Just from a week to week basis, for me, it's always been, you know, having those leaders in the locker room that's going to have everyone, you know, fall in line and do what they're supposed to do week in and week out. And that's something that De'Aaron King has been so great at this first month of the season. And that's what Miami's really improved on, I think, just from last season, is being able to stay focused and just do the right things week in, week out. And when you have that head guy at the top at quarterback, and something that Jaren Williams struggled with last year, just not doing the right things off the field and losing right. focus throughout the week, is when you have that guy that is that you know is going to come to every game, and you know he's going to be prepared, you know what you're going to get from him, he's going to have that consistency, that just gives the rest of the team so much more confidence, and it makes you want to work harder and do what you're supposed to do. And I think, you know, if they continue that that mindset throughout the year, they're going to just be so much better in terms of, you know, avoiding those letdown games throughout the year, maybe against a team that maybe is a solid ACC team, but just should not be competing with Miami based on talent-wise.
Yeah, no, I agree. If they want to follow you during the course of the week and the months, how do they do it?
Absolutely. You can go to canesinsight.com. Like you mentioned, we're always covering games, recruiting, message boards, always popping. So you can see us over at canesinsight.com or at canesinsight on Twitter. Always a lot of good content and stuff going on there. So hope you join us.
Good stuff. Stefan, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.